Lake Monticello.
Lake Monticello.
Now let me check my files real quickly.
Lake Monticello.
Great big power plant there, huh?
Big power plant.
A electric power plant.
I can't seem to find it. It's,
what?
Huh?
Well, here, no wonder I couldn't find it. Here it is under Lake Monticello. How in the heck did it get there?
Good question, Willie. Yeah.
Elvina, you need to work on this filing system.
Elvina.
Willie.
Let's see what we've got. Oh, a quick reminder.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who've never fished Lake Monticello,
mm-hmm.
when most lakes reach a surface temperature of about 85 degrees,
mm-hmm.
Lake Monticello, being a power plant lake,
uh-huh.
tends to be a bit warmer.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard that, yeah.
According to our report here, area guides report that fishing has been very tough on Lake Monticello,
yeah.
mainly because of melting fiberglass. However,
that's a hot lake.
Most of the fish that have been caught have been landed using a paper plate with drawn lemon butter and parsley strips. Just kidding.
Oh, okay.
But a joke from Woody Landham, fishing guide,
two stars. Okay.
Seriously, though, if
yes,
you intend on
so
fishing,
funny, Will.
Yes, if you intend on fishing Lake Monticello, you might try one of the following lures.
All right.
The half-ounce wiggling goober toot.
A goober toot?
Very popular. Three-quarter-ounce wispy-tailed pud tickler.
Can I hear that one again, Will?
That's the three-quarter-ounce wispy-tailed pud tickler. The flip-spinning hot muffin bobbler. The knobby-tailed pippin' twitch. And the ever-popular big fish killer on Lake Monticello,
mm-hmm.
Uncle Stumpy's 12-inch flopping groot snapper.
A groot snapper.
A groot snapper. Very, very, very effective lure. And for those of you concerned about the current surface temperature at Lake Monticello,
uh-huh.
before you head out, you might want to give the Shriners Burn Center in Dallas a call. Well, that's all I have for today. So until next time, good luck,
and keep a tight line.
Thank you.